You know, I came across an article that was talking about faith, and in it was a question was asked, where does faith live? Is faith more in your head, or is it in the heart? And the answer was, faith is rarely where your head is at, nor is it where your heart is at. Faith is where your rear is at. In other words, faith is more than our thoughts and feelings. It's really reflected in our actions. Ultimately, our actions, rather than our thoughts and feelings, determine whether we believe or not, or taken in the gift of God's gift of faith to us. You know, in today's reading, we have a nobleman who is leaving to receive his kingship, but before he leaves, he gives his servants gold, coins, and then he asks them to each engage in trade until he returns. And when the noble returns as king, there was an accounting. The servant who used their coins to make more were rewarded. The one who hid his coin in a handkerchief was punished for not using what he was given to engage in trade to make more. See, we're all given gifts from God. Our lives, families, friends, abilities, or accomplishments are all gifts. Our faith and baptism are gifts. See, we don't own them since they are gifts from God. We are stewards like the servants in the parable. And we are called to use them out of love to share with others, to grow and develop the kingdom. In the end, we will be asked to give an accounting of how we have used those gifts. And it won't be our thoughts or feelings that Christ will look at. It will be our actions. That will show whether we really believe. So are we really putting our rear on the line, so to speak, and show that we really believe by the way we live our lives in both words and actions? Or are we going to keep those gifts to ourselves and hide them? Today we also celebrate the feast day of St. Margaret of Scotland. She died in 1093. She was the wife of King Malcolm III of Scotland, and she was a mother of 8 children. But her love for the poor was legendary. It is said that she served orphans and poor every day before she even ate. And in an imitation of Christ, she would wash the feet of the poor. And she's the patroness of Scotland. You know, the gospel acclamation today was, I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. So let us ask God for the graces we need to use his gifts to bear fruit that will last.